This is the United States Dressage Federation's official podcast. Hello, I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, Terry Giattogallo explains the musical freestyle L elective program. Our trainer's tip of the week comes from Kate Fleming Kuhn, who runs a training facility with her husband Martin in New Berlin, Illinois. She is a USDF bronze, silver, and gold medalist. She's also a certified instructor through fourth level and a member of the USDF intro faculty. Kate, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And you have a very useful tip for us about the use of aids. Not just the correct use of aids, it's all about the timing and the intensity, isn't it?
That's right. So let's start by defining the aids or the means by which we communicate and influence our horse when we're riding. And specifically, we're talking about the weight, the leg, the hand, or rein aids. These are our natural aids. We also have artificial aids, the whip and the spurs, which we use to reinforce our driving aids. Think of the dosage or the intensity of the aids a bit like a recipe. When we're baking cookies, we have certain ingredients we need, like butter, sugar, oatmeal, for me, definitely chocolate chips. But it's not only bringing these ingredients together that makes a good cookie. It matters how much of each ingredient and when and how it's mixed. This is very similar to the dosage of the aids. We can easily define our ingredients, again, our aids, weight, leg, and rein aids, but it takes a lot of practice to develop a feel for the when and how much of each aid and in what combination is needed. This is mainly called feel, a term that drives many riders mad as they struggle to develop it. Feel is an ability to coordinate the aids with good timing and appropriate intensity, which then allows for harmonious communication between horse and rider. And it takes years and hours of deliberate practice to learn good feel, making lots of mistakes along the way and learning from them. Think about how many times a cook might practice and tweak and adjust until they get their recipe just right. And we're lucky that horses, for the most part, are forgiving while we're experimenting and learning how to dose the aids. Every horse is different, requiring an adjustment to the recipe, depending on their sensitivity, stage of training, and what the rider's asking. And because we're communicating with a living being, our recipe can change all the time. In one moment, we might need a stronger dose of a forward driving leg aid because our horse is feeling lethargic and is behind our leg. But in the next instant, our horse might see something on the horizon, get a bit anxious about that. If the rider feels that and can adjust the recipe accordingly, they might, in that moment, dose a forward driving leg down and increase the weight and a regulating rein aid. And how do we evaluate our success? Well, we look to see how our horse goes related to the training scale. Is the rhythm, relaxation, connection, impulsion, strength, and collection improving? And it's important to keep in mind that it's only from an independent seat that we can really and truly dose the aids appropriately.
And, of course, for many riders who only have the opportunity to ride maybe one or two horses, different horses will respond in different ways, and what worked with your old schoolmaster may not apply to a younger horse.
That's exactly right.
And so I think, as you said, it's a combination of all those things, Kate. So where would you suggest people begin if they are new to this sport and they're trying to establish a partnership?
I think it's important to remember that we do need help, to find a good instructor to help you learn how to dose the aids is a crucial part of the process. An instructor can help you to learn how to not only apply the aid correctly, but also to make sure that the intensity is appropriate and the eyes on the ground are a factor in helping to make sure that you are continuing along the right path, that you're specifically the bottom four rungs of the training scale, that the that those things are improving as a result of the coordination of providers' aids.
And you distinguished, of course, between the natural and artificial aids. Would you like to just speak to the artificial aids? Because sometimes riders may maybe overuse these in their inexperience.
Absolutely. Well, I think, again, we're looking to artificial aids as a means to reinforce our driving aids, but not as a replacement. And we should be looking that the whip and the spur helps to make the horse more sensitive to our driving aids, but not using exclusively to the point that the horse ignores the leg aid.
And in selecting spurs, of course, most riders feel they can't ride without spurs, which is, of course, an artificial aid. What advice would you give to them, Kate?
I think it depends a little bit also about what the sensitivity level is of your horse. So if you have a very sensitive horse, it's better to start off with a very small spur, and especially if you are not a totally independent in your legs. It may not even be a time to put the spurs on. If you have a horse who's a bit more the type that needs a bit more driving, then it would be appropriate to maybe use a roweled spur, but again, not overusing, but trying to get to the point that the horse responds to the lightest possible aid.
Very good advice. Kate, thank you very much indeed for providing us with our trainer's tip this week.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And now, musical freestyle choreographer Terry Chiatogallo explains the USDF's musical freestyle L elective program. Hello, Terry. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, it's great to be back.
Let's just first of all remind everybody what you do.
Well, I'm a freestyle designer, and I've been working with some of the top writers in the country. I've been doing Stefan's music and Gunter Seidel's music for over 20 years. I've done music for Debbie McDonald that she's used with multiple horses at World Cups. I mean, we started with Beau Rivage, who went to the World Cup, and, of course, Brentina's famous Respect freestyle. I have Adrian Lyle and Tina Cognat. I just a whole plethora of Grand Prix riders. I think I've had a rider in every Olympic since the freestyle was introduced in 96. And my riders hold two World Cup titles. So I've been around the block a little bit, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it's a lot of fun, obviously, working with music and horses, and I think a lot of listeners would envy you that. And as I said earlier, the popularity of freestyle now has prompted this continuing education program for freestyle that you're going to explain to us.
Right. Now, there's a lot of information that's out about how to put freestyles together, at least in the how-to part, but there isn't very much information for the judges in terms of how to judge it. And this has been a weakness. A lot of judges have been left to their own devices in terms of really nailing down a system that's right for them. And at the request of Gary Rockwell and Lois Eukins, one who was the chair of the judges committee and the other, the chair of the L program, they asked if I would help put together a freestyle education program for judges. And I, of course, said yes. I've been thinking about this since, Jeff Moore asked me in the mid-90s. So I've had an idea as to what I wanted to do right from the very beginning. And it's very nice to do something touchy-feely, but that doesn't do the judges any good. What they really need to do is focus on how everything is applied in terms as to how it relates to the score sheet itself. So that's the way the program is literally designed. It takes each of the categories one by one and breaks them down so that each category is fully defined. Many, many, many examples are given for every term that's on that score sheet, on the artistic side. And then at the end, for each section, we bring it back together and show a means to evaluate it. So it's not just, okay, this is what good music is like. It's, okay, these are the specific things that we're looking for in music. When it's all done, this is how you evaluate it. So they have a real nuts and bolts approach to scoring the freestyles instead of, that was nice. And what this does is it lends objectivity to the scoring as opposed to gee, I think that's the score it ought to have. And if everybody is going to be trained alike, because this is going to be a national program, it is a set curriculum, so regardless of who's teaching it or where it's being taught, it is the same program, our judges will all be on the same page. And the good part about that is you can go show your freestyle up in Maine, or you could go show your freestyle down in Southern California, and the parameters will be the same.
So how will this play out then in terms of time frame this year as the program builds out?
Well, it was only debuted in this past December, which is 2013, at the USCF convention. And here we are in April of 2014, and we've already had two programs. One was in Illinois and one was in Los Angeles. And they were both extremely well received. We had little technical glitches in each of them that we've ironed out since. And I think towards the end of the day, the judges who were there were just starting to really grasp how to do this. And when we ran out of time, so we decided that we're going to extend the program an extra 30 minutes to give them a few more freestyles to get under their belt. This way it's more confirmed by the time they leave. But I do want to make one point in that it is not just for judges. Because the categories are so very well defined, anybody can go here and really learn a lot about, even though it's not a how-to, they'll learn so much about freestyle that they should be able to apply that to their structure of their freestyle, because if they understand how the judges are going to evaluate them, then they're going to be able to know how to structure their freestyle.
Right, so it's like knowing your audience, so to speak, in terms of the judges and working backwards from there to make sure you meet their requirements.
Yes, right.
And how do our listeners find out more about this then, Terry?
Well, it is a USDF program that's given through the L program. So it's great because any of the L graduates or current L people will be able to get their continuing education credit for it. Because the information is so in-depth, it's valuable for even large R&S judges. Because it is a USDF program, it has to go through USDF in order to be presented. It is presented by an L faculty member. And I have been asked, even though I'm not on the L faculty, I have been asked to do some of these myself, and I do them in conjunction with L faculty members so that we can both be there and present this wide variety and depth of knowledge to our audience. Sharon Vanderziel, who is the coordinator for both the judges and the freestyle programs, is the contact right there at USDF headquarters.
Wonderful, and they can find out more information there by going to the website at usdf.org, of course. Well, that's a very exciting program that I'm sure you're enjoying being part of that because it speaks to what you do every day.
Oh, it was exciting for me to develop the program. It took a little over 9 months, 200 of my personal hours and time just to develop it. I had a working group that worked with me in terms of reviewing the information. They were all S judges and L faculty members. And between their time, my time, and then all the revisions and the technical work that went into it, I mean, it's an in-depth program that just, I think, is absolutely incredibly valuable.
And, of course, it reminds us how sophisticated freestyle has become and continues to evolve.
It has. It's changed a lot. The rules change. And that means for both competitors and judges, they really do need to check the rule changes at the beginning of the season. And we say that in the program because rules do change, because it does. It gets more sophisticated. Riders are always testing the boundaries, and we have to make sure that it stays pure. So, yes. Yep. Keep checking those rules.
Well, thank you very much indeed for explaining this to us, Terry.
Oh, it's great. It's really, I think anybody, regardless, even if you just want to be a more knowledgeable observer, would benefit from this program. It's fantastic.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Terry.
All right, thank you.
And you can find out more about this program in the May issue of Connection magazine. To find more information on hosting a musical freestyle or other continuing education in dressage judging programs, please visit the USDF website at usdf.org. This podcast is available for download on iTunes. Visit eTrack, the USDF's online learning center and resource for dressage and equine education, at usdf.org. The USDF is your connection to the American dressage community.